Mathura Dhamma Ki Jaya, Navadvipa Mayapur Dhamma Ki Jaya, Jagannath Puri Dhamma Ki Jaya, Gangamayi Jamuna Devi Ki Jaya, Bhakti Devi Ki Jaya, Tulsi Maharani Ki Jaya, Samaveta Bhaktivinoda Ki Jaya, Gaur Premananda Ki Jaya. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru Gauranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasaya Vitalaya Shri Bhakti Vinoda. Namaste Saraswati Deva. So it's October 11th, 2009 in Split, Croatia. And I thought we would look at the very end of the Bhagavad Gita.
Danas bi govorili, razgovarali nešto o samome kraju Bhagavad Gita.
Where after Krishna has given so many instructions,
gdje je nakon što je Krishna dao toliko puno instrukcija,
he says, Sarva Dharma Vritcha Jama Mekam Shavyam Vajra Ham Tam Sarva Pate Vokshe Shami Masucha. Just forget about everything.
Kaže, jednostavno, zaboravi na sve.
And just surrender to me and I'll take care of all the difficulties and sufferings and problems. Don't worry.
I samo se predaj meni i ja ću se pobrinuti za svu patnju, sve probleme, nemaš se šta brinuti.
So generally, we're looking for some place or someone where we can surrender.
I uglavnom tražimo neko mjesto ili osobu kojoj se možemo predati.
Something where we can give our heart.
Negdje gdje možemo dati svoje srce.
Maybe to another person.
Možda nekoj drugoj osobi.
We fall in love with someone and we give that person here. My life, my body, my heart belongs to you.
Zaljubimo se u neku osobu i kažemo, moje tijelo, moje srce, moj život pripada tebi.
Sometimes people do that for their husband or wife or for their children.
Ponekad ljudi to učine za svoga muža ili ženu ili za svoju djecu.
Sometimes people surrender to their country.
Ponekad se ljudi predaju u svojoj zemlji.
They dedicate their life for the upliftment of their country people.
Svoj život posvete uzdizanju, poboljšanju života svojih sunarodnjaka.
Sometimes people surrender their life to some charity.
Ponekad ljudi predaju svoj život nekoj dobrotvornoj udruzi.
Sometimes to a political ideology.
Ponekad nekoj političkoj ideologiji.
To the environment, to taking care of animals.
Okolišu, zbrinjavanju životinja.
Or just to their own body.
Ili svome tijelu.
They think if I just surrender to the desires and needs of my body, then I will get all happiness.
I misle, ako se jednostavno predam svim prohtjevima i zahtjevima, željama svog tijela, onda ću dostići krajnju sreću.
Of course, that is the level of the animals.
Naravno, to je nivo životinja.
But it is our nature to take shelter of something.
Ali naša je priroda da uzmemo utočište u nečem.
To look for something where I can give myself that will then give me meaning and satisfaction.
Tražiti nešto čemu se mogu predati, što će mi dati smisao i zadovoljstvo.
But we find that generally these shelters are called fallible soldiers.
Ali često nalazimo da se ta utočišta nazivaju vojnici bez uspjeha.
If you hire a security guard for your business, but then when the robbers come, the guard just runs away. He's a fallible soldier.
Na primjer, ako unajmite čuvare da vas čuvaju i onda kad vas neko dođe opljačkati oni pobjegnu, to oni se nazivaju tim čuvarima sa greškom.
So we can surrender to this body.
I tamo se možemo predati ovome tijelu.
We can think the goal of life is to make our body very comfortable.
I možemo smatrati ciljem života učiniti naše tijelo što udobnijim.
Give it a nice place to live and comfortable clothing, good food to eat.
Dati mu ugodno mjesto za živjet, udobnu odjeću, dobru hranu.
But the body gets old and dies.
Ali tijelo stari i umire.
Even if we take really good care of it, it gets sick.
Čak i ako se jako, jako dobro brinemo za njega, ono se razboli.
It can be very easily broken or damaged.
vrlo lako se može slomiti ili oštetiti.
So that doesn't give us full satisfaction.
I to nam ne daje potpuno zadovoljstvo.
And we can think of all of our other shelters.
I možemo razmisliti o svim ostalim našim utočištima.
You can give your life for your country.
Možemo dati život za domovinu.
But your country doesn't supply all of your needs.
Ali vaša domovina neće ispuniti sve vaše potrebe.
We become so disappointed.
Postajemo vrlo razočarani.
I gave my life to my business. I gave my life to my country. I gave my life to this other person. But I feel disappointed.
Dao sam svoj život državi, dao sam svoj život svome poslu, dao sam svoj život drugoj osobi, ali osjećam se razočaran.
I didn't get what I expected to get.
Nisam dobio ono što sam očekivao da ću dobiti.
I still feel unsatisfied.
Još uvijek se osjećam nezadovoljno.
And even if I say, well, I'll just be satisfied with whatever I got.
Čak ako kažem, pa bit ću zadovoljan s ovim što imam.
It will be temporary.
To će biti privremeno.
We can see though that our nature is to take shelter of something.
Ali možemo vidjeti da je naša priroda da uzmemo utočište u nečem.
So an intelligent person asks the question.
Stoga će inteligentna osoba postaviti pitanje.
Where can I take shelter? Well, I will really get shelter.
Gdje mogu uzeti utočište gdje ću zbilja dobiti utočište?
Where all of my needs will be satisfied completely.
Gdje će sve moje potrebe biti zadovoljene u potpunosti.
Forever.
Za uvijek.
And Krishna is saying he's that shelter.
I Krishna kaže da je on to utočište.
Yoga kshema vadamyaham. He said if you take shelter of me, whatever you have, you'll keep and whatever you need, you'll get.
On kaže, ako uzmeš utočište meni, onda ćeš sve što imaš zadržati, a sve što ti treba ćeš dobiti.
We might wonder, is there such a person?
Možemo se pitati, postoji li stvarno takva osoba?
But we can notice again that we're all looking for that.
Ali opet možemo primijetiti da je upravo to ono što svi tražimo.
A person, a thing, an idea, something where I can give completely and get fully satisfied.
Neku osobu, ideju, mjesto gdje mogu dati sebe u potpunosti i biti zadovoljan.
But in this world we don't find that.
Ali to ne možemo naći u ovome svijetu.
Either we don't find it or if we find it we don't get to keep it.
Ili to ne možemo naći ili ako nađemo ne možemo to zadržati.
But then why do we all want it?
Ali zašto onda to svi želimo?
Why would we all want something that doesn't exist?
Zašto bi svi željeli nešto što ne postoji?
Where would that desire come from?
Odakle dolazi ta želja?
So the modern atheists tell us that we're simply a body.
I moderni ateisti će nam reći da smo mi jednostavno ovo tijelo.
That all we are is a bunch of chemicals.
Da je sve što smo mi jednostavno nakupina kemikalije.
That formed from some cosmic accident.
Koja je nastala nekom kozmičkom nesrećom.
But then we'd be satisfied with things the way that they are.
Ali onda bi bili zadovoljni sa stvarima onakvima kakve jesu.
Just like this cup.
Kao ova posuda.
It's very satisfied.
Ona je vrlo zadovoljna.
It doesn't have any unmet needs.
Nema neispunjenih potreba.
It has no desires.
Nema želja.
It's completely happy being a cup.
Savršeno je sretna s time da je šalica.
If I broke it, it wouldn't care.
Da je razbijen, ne bi bilo briga.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't think I really want to hold some water.
Ne misli zbilja, želim u sebi držati vodu.
Without water, I feel so empty and useless.
Bez vode osjećam se tako prazno, beskorisno.
If I was also a material thing,
da sam ja također materijalna stvar,
I similarly would not care.
Slično i mene ne bi bilo briga.
There'd be no question of satisfaction or not satisfaction.
Ne bi bilo pitanja zadovoljstva ili nezadovoljstva.
I wouldn't be looking for it.
Ne bi to tražio.
The fact that I'm looking for it,
činjenica da to tražim,
says that I am something other than matter.
Govori da sam nešto drugo osim materije.
And the fact that it cannot be found in material things.
I činjenica da to ne može biti pronađeno u materijalnim stvarima.
Also indicates that my nature is something other than matter.
Također indicira da je moja priroda drugačija od materije.
The fact that we are all looking for it.
Činjenica da to svi tražimo.
Means that we remember having it.
Znači da se sjećamo da smo to imali.
You ever have something wonderful and then you're looking for it again?
Da li ste ikad imali nešto prekrasno i onda to opet tražili?
That's what it's like.
Tako to izgleda.
We remember having a situation where I gave everything and I got back more than everything.
Sjećamo se da smo bili u situaciji gdje smo dali sve i za uzvrat dobili još više od toga.
I foolishly left that situation.
Ali budalasta sam napustio tu situaciju.
And now I'm looking for it again.
I sada je opet ponovo tražim.
So we can say just by logic it must exist somewhere.
I stoga jednostavnom logikom možemo zaključiti da negdje mora postojati.
Or why would we all have this desire?
Inače zašto bi svi imali tu želju?
Then Krishna says he's the one that can fulfill this desire.
I Krishna kaže da je on taj koji može ispuniti tu želju.
In that poster there you see how he's showing that he's the whole universe.
Na ovome plakatu možemo vidjeti kako Krishna pokazuje da je on čitav univerzum.
He's all places in one place and all time at one time.
On je sva mjesta na jednom mjestu, u sva vremena u jednom vremenu.
He also showed his mother that all the universes are within him.
Također je svojoj majci pokazao da se unutar njega nalaze svi univerzumi.
In the Bhagavatam it says that Krishna takes on whatever form we desire.
U Bhagavatamu je rečeno da Krishna uzima koji god oblik mi želimo.
Yayatamam prapadjante, Krishna says, however you want to relate with me, I'll reciprocate with you.
Krishna kaže, kakvi god odnos želiš imati s menom, ja ću uzvratiti na taj odnos.
And he says that he is the complete form of everything. Om purnamada purnamidam. He has everything completely.
I on kaže da je on potpuni oblik svega.
And he is self-satisfied.
I on je samo zadovoljan.
He doesn't need anything from us.
Ne treba ništa od nas.
He's not entering into a relationship with us in order to exploit us.
Ne ulazi u odnos s nama da bi nas eksploatirao.
He has everything to give.
Ima sve za dat.
And he wants to give freely.
I to želi dati slobodno.
So therefore he is the person who can satisfy everything that we want.
I stoga je on osoba koja može zadovoljiti sve naše potrebe.
But as I said, he reciprocates.
Ali kao što sam rekla, on uzvraća.
So he says, I'll give you everything, but you also give me everything.
I on kaže, ja ću ti dati sve, ali također i ti meni daj sve.
That's fair, right?
To je pošteno, zar ne?
Of course, our everything and his everything are very different.
Naravno, naše sve i njegovo sve se uvelike razlikuju.
My everything is only this big.
Moje sve je ovako veliko.
And his everything is unlimited.
A njegovo sve je neograničeno.
So we get a really good deal.
Stoga dobijemo vrlo dobar posao.
Of course, that may make us a little hesitant.
To nas možda učini malo neodlučnim.
You may think maybe this is false advertising.
Možda je, možemo misliti, možda je u pitanju neka lažna reklama.
I just give this much and I get unlimited.
Dam samo ovoliko i dobijem beskonačno.
But that's because he doesn't need to exploit us.
Ali to je zato što on nema potrebu da nas iskorištava.
We see a little reflection of this between parents and children.
Vidimo maleni odraz toga u odnosu roditelja i djece.
The little child, what can they give to the parents?
Malo dijete, što ono može dati roditeljima?
One 2-year-old child.
Dijete od 1-2 godine.
Practically they're useless.
Praktično beskorisno.
But they give the parents some pleasure.
Ali roditeljima daju neko zadovoljstvo.
And the parents give everything.
I roditelji daju sve.
So if that is true even for material parents.
I ako je to istina čak i za materijalne roditelje.
Why not for Krishna?
Zašto ne i za Krishnu?
Nobody needs to have a child.
Niko ne treba imati dijete.
But just to share love.
Ali samo da bi imali tu ljubavnu razmjenu.
So Krishna is also like that.
na taj način je i Krišna takav.
Of course, we are accustomed to material relationships.
Ali naravno, mi smo navikli na materijalne odnose.
In material relationships, I'm thinking, I'm not going to give you quite everything.
U materijalnim odnosima razmišljamo, neću ti dati baš sve.
Of course, I'm hoping you give me everything.
Naravno, nadam se da ćeš ti meni dati sve.
Of course, I'm hoping at least you give me a little bit more than I give you.
Ili barem malo više nego što ja tebi dajem.
I don't want you to give me too much more.
Ne želim da mi daš puno više.
Because then I figure I have to pay you back sometime.
Jer onda sigurno ćeš ti morati jednom vratiti to.
But I try to have things kind of even.
Pokušavamo imati neki balans.
But a little bit better on my side.
Ali malo bolje na mojoj strani.
Just a little.
Samo malo.
Of course, the other person is thinking the same way.
Naravno, druga osoba misli na isti način.
And so there's conflict.
I onda dolazi do sukoba.
So I cannot imagine a relationship.
Stoga ne možemo zamisliti takav odnos.
Where I really give everything.
Gdje zbilja dam sve.
And the other party also really gives everything.
I druga osoba zbilja da sve.
And their everything is so much more than I can even imagine.
A njihovo sve je toliko više od onoga što uopće mogu zamisliti.
But this is what Krishna is offering.
Ali to je ono što nam nudi Krishna.
And he says then all your troubles will be gone.
I kaže sve tvoje nevolje će nestati.
Aham tam sarvapapevyo. I will take care of all the reactions to your sins.
Ja ću se pobriniti za sve reakcije tvojih grijeha.
And all of our problems, my dear friends, come because of the reactions to our sins.
I svi naši problemi, dragi prijatelji, dolaze od reakcija na naše grijehe.
Sin means anything that is opposed to truth.
A grijeh znači sve ono što se suprotstavlja istini.
Just like if I try to eat this cup.
Baš kao ako pokušam pojesti ovu šalicu.
I will suffer.
Patit ću.
Because my body is not designed to eat cups.
Jer moje tijelo nije napravljeno da jede šalice.
So sin means I am doing something against my nature.
Stoga grijeh znači da radim nešto protivno svojoj prirodi.
Against the truth.
Protivno istini.
So I am suffering.
I stoga patim.
So we might say, all right, well, this sounds pretty good.
I možemo zaključiti, ovo zvuči dosta dobro.
I'm not sure about it.
Nisam baš 100% siguran.
But I'll consider it.
Ali razmotrit ću to.
After all, there's no better offer around.
Na kraju krajeva nemam neku bolju ponudu.
And I really want and need some place I can give my heart.
I zbilja želim i trebam neko mjesto gdje mogu u potpunosti dati svoje srce.
And that can give me full shelter.
I koje meni može dati puno utočište.
So maybe I'll try.
Pa možda probam.
But how do I do it?
Ali kako da to učinim?
What does it mean to surrender?
Što to znači predati se?
What does it mean to give everything?
Što znači dati sve?
I'm not really sure what that means.
Nisam baš siguran što to znači.
Surrender sounds like something in a war.
Predaja zvuči kao nešto što se čini u ratu.
I surrender!
Predajem se.
I don't want to surrender.
Ne želim se predati.
But the other side is just too powerful.
A druga strana je jednostavno premoćna.
And I just kind of hope they won't put me in a prisoner of war camp.
I nadam se da me neće staviti u zatvor ili u zarobljenički logor.
So it can't be surrender like that.
Stoga ne može biti govor riječi o takvoj vrsti predaje.
That wouldn't be very enjoyable.
To ne bi bilo vrlo ugodno.
So it's explained that there's six parts of surrender.
I stoga je objašnjeno da postoji šest dijelova predaje.
The first is to accept anything that will help in my relationship with the Supreme.
Prvi je prihvatiti sve ono što će pomoći mome odnosu sa svevišnjom božanskom osobom.
If it helps me to develop in love and reciprocation with the Supreme Lord, I will accept it.
Ako mi nešto pomaže da razvijem taj odnos pun ljubavi sa Bogom, onda ću to prihvatiti.
Even if it may be some difficult or troublesome thing.
Čak i ako je to možda neka teška stvar ili stvar koja možda donese nevolju.
That's also how we show love materially.
To je također način na koji pokazujemo ljubav materijalnom svijetu.
I take some trouble for the person I love.
Prihvatim neku nepriliku za osobu koju volim.
The next thing of surrender is to give up anything that interferes with that relationship.
Sljedeća stvar u predaji je otpustiti bilo šta što ometa taj odnos.
Just like, you know, in some marriages, the man is working so hard he never even sees his wife.
Baš kao u nekim brakovima muškarac radi toliko teško da praktično i ne vidi svoju ženu.
I was once talking to a man who owned 3 houses.
Jednom sam pričala sa čovjekom koji je imao 3 kuće.
He said he was going to be in debt until he was 80 years old.
I rekao je da će biti u dugu do svoje 80. godine.
And he was working between 70 to 90 hours a week.
I radio je od 70 do 90 sati tjedno.
I said, who are you doing this for?
I pitao sam ga, za koga to radiš?
My family.
Za moju obitelj.
I said, do you ever see them?
Pitala sam, jel ih ikad vidiš?
I said, by the time you see your children, they're going to be 40 years old.
Kad budeš vidio svoju djecu, oni će imati 40 godina.
Prabhupada also tells a story like this.
Prabhupada je također ispričao jednu priču poput ove.
About a man who would leave for work before his child woke up in the morning.
O čovjeku koji bi otišao na posao prije nego bi mu se dijete probudilo ujutro.
And he would come back after the child had gone to bed at night.
I vratio bi se kada bi dijete već spavalo na večer.
And when the boy was 3 years old, he finally saw his father.
I kad je dječak imao 3 godine, napokon je ugledao svog oca.
Said, mommy, who is this man?
I pitao je mama, ko je ovaj čovjek?
So if we love someone, we'll get rid of these barriers.
Stoga, ako volimo nekoga, uklonit ćemo te zapreke.
We'll make sure we spend time with the person.
Pobrinut ćemo se da provedemo vrijeme s tom osobom.
We'll make sure we do things that they like.
Ili da uradimo stvari koje oni vole.
We'll have fun together.
Ili da se skupa zabavimo. Okay.
So we accept what will help and we reject what will not help.
Stoga prihvaćamo ono što pomaže, a odbacujemo ono što ne pomaže.
Then we believe that only Krishna will really protect us.
Onda također vjerujemo da će nas samo Krishna uistinu zaštititi.
Now that's already the truth.
To je već istina.
It's a question of living as if it's the truth.
U biti je samo pitanje živjeti kao da to jest istina.
Getting my actions and my mentality in sync with something that's already real.
Dovesti svoje djelatnosti i svoj mentalitet u sklad sa nečim što već postoji.
We say Mare Krishna Rake K, Rake Krishna Mare K. Krishna wants to kill you, no one can save you. He wants to save you, no one can kill you.
I kažemo, ako te Krishna želi ubiti, niko te ne može spasiti. Ako te želi spasiti, niko te ne može ubiti.
So of course, I do my responsibilities.
Stoga naravno, obavljam svoje dužnosti.
I don't cross the street with my eyes closed.
Neću prelaziti ulicu u zatvorenih očiju.
But I'm always conscious of the fact that Krishna and all my protection is in your hands.
Ali uvijek sam svjesna činjenice da je sva moja zaštita u Krishninim rukama.
You can do what you like with me.
Možeš s menom činiti što hoćeš.
That's up to you.
To ovisi o tebi.
If you think it's good for me to suffer something, then I accept.
Ako misliš da je dobro za mene da patim, onda to prihvaćam.
And if you want to protect me from suffering, that is also your business.
A ako me želiš zaštititi od patnje, to je također tvoj posao.
I will do my responsibilities.
Ja ću obavljati svoje dužnosti.
And whatever you want to do with me, that's okay.
Što god želiš učiniti s menom, to je u redu.
Then we depend on Krishna to maintain us.
Onda ovisimo o Krishni da nas uzdržava.
Again, that's also the truth.
Opet, to je također istina.
We see some people who don't work and they have lots of money.
Vidimo ljude koji uopće ne rade, a imaju puno novca.
And other people who work very hard and they're always poor.
I drugi ljude koji rade jako teško, uvijek su siromašni.
We cannot say that our work is the only cause of our maintenance.
Ne možemo reći da je naš rad jedini uzrok našeg uzdržavanja.
It's certainly one cause.
To je uistinu jedan od uzroka.
But it's not the only cause.
Ali nije jedini uzrok.
After all, I can have a home and a property and it can be destroyed in a fire.
Na kraju krajeva mogu imati kuću, posjed koji može biti uništen u požaru.
Or there can be a war and it gets taken away, bombed by the enemy or taken by the enemy.
Ili može doći do rata i naš posjed može uzeti neprijatelj ili ga srušiti, bombardirati.
I can have so much money in the bank.
Mogu imati toliko novca u banci.
Then there's a financial crisis.
I onda dođe financijska kriza.
And the value of my money becomes cut in half.
I onda vrijednost moga novca biva prepolovljena na pola.
So I'm not controlling my maintenance.
Stoga ja ne kontroliram svoje uzdržavanje.
I can do my part.
Mogu učiniti svoj dio.
But whether or not I'm maintained is up to Krishna.
Ali da li sam uzdržavan ovisi o Krishni.
At what level of comfort I am maintained, that is up to Krishna.
Nivo komfora u kojem se nalazim ovisi o Krishni.
If he wants me to be in a very comfortable situation, I will be. If he doesn't want me to be, I won't be.
Ako želi da budem u vrlo udobnoj situaciji, onda ću biti, ako ne, onda neću.
Again, I do my responsibilities.
Opet činim svoje dužnosti.
But I depend on him.
Ali ovisim o njemu.
Whatever he wants to give, I accept.
Što god želi dati, prihvaćam.
As his kindness.
Kao njegovu dobrotu.
And if he doesn't give, I accept that also as his kindness.
A ako i ne da, to također prihvaćam kao njegovu dobrotu.
Then I am dependent on his mercy.
Sljedeće je da ovisim o njegovoj milosti.
Again, I do my spiritual duties.
Opet obavljam svoje duhovne dužnosti.
But I don't think that spiritual life is simply like operating a machine.
Ali ne mislim da duhovni život poput upravljanja sa nekim strojem.
I don't think I push this button, I push this button, I push this button and I will be enlightened.
Ako pritisnem ovaj botun i onda ovaj botun, doživit ću prosvjetljenje.
I'm developing a personal relationship with Krishna.
Razvijam osobni odnos sa Krishnom.
So he has to decide how and when he wants to reciprocate with me.
Stoga on treba odlučiti kako i gdje će mi uzvratiti.
I give my heart.
Dajem svoje srce.
And I await his reciprocation.
I čekam njegovo uzvraćanje.
And the last aspect of surrender.
I posljednji aspekt predaje.
Is that I always see myself honestly.
Je da uvijek sebe gledam iskreno.
I don't have a false picture of myself.
Nemam lažnu sliku o sebi.
That's called humility.
To se zove poniznost.
Humility means I'm completely honest.
Poniznost znači u potpunosti sam iskren.
What is my real position?
Koji je moj stvarni položaj?
Who are we really?
Tko smo mi zapravo?
Do you know who we are?
Servant.
I'm a servant. What else am I?
Servant of a servant.
I'm a servant of a servant.
Ja sam sluga. Ko smo mi zapravo? Sluga, sluga od sluge.
What else am I? What am I?
Hmm?
I'm a soul.
Ja sam duša.
Oh, what am I like? What are my qualities?
Sačitam.
Oh, I'm full of happiness.
Pun sam sreće.
I'm eternal.
Vječan sam.
What else? Full of knowledge.
Pun znanja.
What else am I?
Smaller than a 10,000 piece of
hair. I'm really, 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 really small.
Ja sam vrlo, vrlo, vrlo malen.
Very small. But I have all the same qualities as?
Ali imam i sve kvalitete kao i?
Krishna.
Kao i Krishna.
Just a little tiny quantity.
Ali u maloj, maloj količini.
So what kind of qualities do I have?
Kakve kvalitete imam?
What are they? Can you list some of my qualities?
Is it beautiful?
Yes, we're very beautiful.
Mi smo vrlo lijepi.
What else are we?
Very strong.
We're very strong.
Vrlo smo snažni.
What else are we?
Eternal.
We're eternal.
Vječni smo.
We never die.
Nikad ne umiremo.
We can never be hurt.
Ne možemo nikad biti ozlijeđeni.
In any way.
Na bilo koji način.
We can never be diminished.
Ne možemo nestati.
What are some more of our qualities?
Koje su još neke od naših
kvaliteta?
Huh?
We can't get wet.
We can't get wet. We can't dissolve.
Wet with the water.
Yeah, we can't dissolve.
Ne možemo
we can't
se
be
rastopiti.
Damaged by water. We can go swimming in the Jamuna.
Možemo ići plivati.
But we don't get damaged by water.
Get sick.
We don't get sick.
Ne možemo se razboliti.
What are some more of our qualities? Do you know any Krishna's qualities?
Koje su Krishna's kvalitete?
Very tolerant. We're always young.
Uvijek smo mladi, tolerantni.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, we're poets and singers.
Mi smo pjesnici.
We're good dancers too.
Dobro plešemo.
Very creative.
Vrlo smo kreativni.
Very powerful.
Vrlo moćni.
We're free.
Slobodni smo.
We're free. We can do whatever we want.
Možemo učiniti što god želimo.
Only two rules.
Samo dva pravila.
You have to love and don't envy. That's all.
Moramo voljeti i ne biti zavidni.
So we're a wonderful spiritual being.
Stoga mi smo prekrasna duhovna bića.
Who's really, really small.
Vrlo, vrlo malo.
And made a really, really, really stupid mistake.
I učinila je vrlo, vrlo glupu grešku.
So that's humility.
To je poniznost.
And therefore, one in humility both rejoices and laments at the same time.
Stoga u poniznosti osoba u isto vrijeme i jadikuje i vrlo je sretna.
What a wonderful being I am.
Kako sam ja prekrasno biće.
And what a stupid thing I'm doing.
Koju glupu stvar radim.
That's even more lamentation.
To je još jadikovanje.
So that is the last aspect of surrender.
I to je posljednji aspekt predaje.
And then Krishna also tells us how we practically demonstrate that surrender.
I Krishna nam također kaže kako praktično možemo demonstrirati i pokazati tu predanost.
Now Arjuna was a warrior.
Arjuna je bio ratnik.
And Krishna tells him.
I Krishna mu kaže.
Now I'm going to read from the 18th chapter, but he also says this in the 3rd chapter.
Čitat ćemo iz 18. poglavlja, iako ista stvar spominje i u 3. poglavlju.
Just depend on me in all your activities.
Ovisi o meni u svim svojim aktivnostima.
Work under my protection.
Radi pod mojom zaštitom.
Always be conscious of me.
Uvijek budi svjestan mene.
Then you'll have no obstacles.
Onda nećeš imati zapreka.
But if you think you are the doer,
ali ako misliš da si ti vršioc radnji,
you'll be lost.
Bit ćeš izgubljen.
He said, if you don't follow my instructions for how you fight, you'll fight anyway.
Ako ne slijediš moje instrukcije u vezi toga kako bi se trebao boriti, ipak ćeš se boriti.
That is your nature.
To je tvoja priroda.
Your choices are, do it in harmony with me, or do it out of harmony with me.
Stoga su tvoji izbori učiniti to u skladu s menom ili ne u skladu s menom.
So sometimes people think that surrender means I give up my nature.
I ponekad ljudi misle da predaja znači da odbacim svoju prirodu.
But that's not Krishna's instructions.
Ali to nisu Krišnine instrukcije.
We have two natures.
Imamo dvije prirode.
One is our real eternal nature.
Jedna je naša stvarna, vječna priroda.
When we are in illusion, we can't really see that.
Kada smo u iluziji, ne možemo to vidjeti.
I have an eternal form.
Imam vječan oblik.
A name.
Ime.
An age.
Dob.
And a personality.
I osobnost.
And there's only one of me ever.
I postoji samo jedan ja.
I'm the only one of me that exists.
Ja sam jedini ja koji postoji.
And I have a very particular way that I serve Krishna eternally.
I imam vrlo poseban, osoban način na koji služim Krishnu vječno.
That nobody else has.
Koji niko drugi nema.
And by the way, Krishna is missing that.
I usputno rečeno, Krishna to nedostaje.
He can satisfy his desires without me.
Može zadovoljiti svoje želje bez mene.
But he'd much rather do it with me.
Ali bi mu bilo puno draže učiniti to s mene.
Because that's what makes me happy.
Jer je to ono što mene čini sretno.
But he has a particular flavor of enjoyment he only experiences with me that he doesn't experience with anybody else.
I ima taj vrlo osoban način uživanja koji kuša samo s menom i s nikim drugim.
So what makes Krishna happy and me happy is when I'm using my nature, my eternal spiritual nature, perfectly in harmony with him.
I ono što čini Krishnu sretnim i što čini mene sretnim je kada koristim svoju vječnu duhovnu prirodu u harmoniji s njim.
Thank you, that was very good. That's perfection of life.
I to je savršenstvo života.
To be completely who I am.
Biti u potpunosti ono što jesam.
and to be engaging that unique personality in an exchange of love.
I uključiti tu jedinstvenu osobnost u razmjeni ljubavi.
But remember I said we have another nature?
Ali sjećate se, rekla sam da imamo još jednu prirodu.
In illusion I have a conditioned nature.
U iluziji imam uvjetovanu prirodu.
It's just a temporary persona.
To je privremena osobnost.
Like a character you may accept in a drama.
Kao neka uloga, lik koji možemo prihvatiti u nekoj drami.
But it's what I have in this life.
To je ono što imam u ovom životu.
You can think of it, let's say that each of us had a yard and in our yard was a certain kind of fruit tree.
Možemo o tome razmišljati kao da svako od nas ima određeno dvorište i u tome dvorištu je jedna voćka.
So maybe you have an apple tree.
Možda vi imate stablo jabuke.
I have a fig tree.
Ja imam stablo smokve.
You have a pear tree.
Vi imate stablo kruške.
So then our perfection is whatever kind of fruit grows on my tree, I give that to Krishna.
I naše savršenstvo, kako god voće raste na mome stablu, to dajem Krishna.
So whatever kind of body and mind I have in this life,
iz toga kako god tijelo i um imam u ovom životu,
I use that also in a relationship with Krishna.
Koristim to također u odnosu sa Krishnom.
Even though that is not my eternal self.
Iako to nije moje vječno jastvo.
Krishna is telling Arjuna you have a nature.
Krishna kaže Arjuni, imaš prirodu.
What does that mean?
Što to znači?
It means just like the tree, it bears a certain kind of fruit.
To znači kao i stablo koje daje određenu vrstu ploda.
I have certain things that make me feel alive.
Ja imam određene stvari koje me čine živim.
Certain kinds of things I really like to do.
Određene djelatnosti koje zbilja volim raditi.
They're almost like they're part of me.
One su kao dio mene.
Something that if you're doing it, you don't want to stop and go to sleep.
Nešto što ako radite, ne želite stati i ići spavati.
That's our nature.
To je naša priroda.
Surrender means to understand what is my nature.
Predaja znači shvatiti što je moja priroda.
And give that to Krishna.
I dati to Krishna.
Of course there may be some emergency.
Naravno, možda postoje neki hitni slučaj.
Where I have to be willing to do anything for Krishna.
Gdje moram biti spreman učiniti bilo što za Krishna.
But generally, I see what fruit is growing on my tree.
Ali uglavnom gledam koji plod daje moje stablo.
I don't envy anybody else's tree.
Ne zavidim drugima na njihovim stablima.
I don't pretend I have a different kind of tree.
Ne pretvaram se da imam drugačije stablo.
Whatever kind of tree I have, that's what I have.
Koje god stablo raste, to je to.
And that I give to Krishna.
I to dajem Krishna.
And Krishna is so kind.
I Krishna je tako ljubazan.
He says, Patram pushpam palam tvojam yome bhakti prachiti taraham yas bhakti paritam ashrami prajitat guna. You just give him one little piece of fruit.
Krishna kaže, daj mi mali komadić voća.
Just use your nature in his service.
Iskoristi svoju prirodu u moju službu.
And he gives himself.
I daje sebe.
So that is our process of bhakti yoga.
I to je naš proces bhakti yoga.
We all want to surrender.
Svi se želimo predati.
We find the perfect place to surrender.
Nalazimo savršeno mjesto za predaj.
At least we give it a try.
Barem ćemo pokušati.
We do whatever will help that relationship of surrender.
I radimo što god pomaže toj prirodi predaj.
We give up whatever will hurt that relationship.
Odbacujemo što god će naštetiti tom odnosu.
I remember Krishna's protecting me.
I sjećam se da me Krishna štiti.
He's maintaining me.
On me održava.
It's by his kindness.
Njegovom milošću.
And I remember that I'm a spiritual being.
I sjećam se da sam ja duhovno biće.
Who's very small.
Koje je vrlo malen.
And who's right now really dirty.
I koje je sada zbilja.
And whatever my nature is in this world.
I što god je moja priroda u ovom svijetu.
I offer that in love to Krishna.
To s ljubavlju nudim Krishna.
By doing that I attain the perfection of life.
I čineći to dostižem savršenstvo.
And all of my desires will be fulfilled.
I sve moje želje će biti ispunjene.
More than one can even imagine.
Više od onoga što uopće možemo zamisliti.
So looks like all of you are very tired, or else I'm very boring. Or it's hot in here, but I don't think it's so hot. So, do we have time for questions, or are we going to go on to here? Yes? How much time? It's now 7:30. You said to stop at 7:30, so I was very obedient, and I stopped at 7:30.
Hmm? 15 minutes.
15 minutes, okay. Does anyone have any questions or comments? Gentlemen in the back there. Yes, sir.
Can you comment?
May you just repeat all of these three factors of surrender?
Six.
Možda ponoviti ova tri faktora, odnosno bilo ih je šest predaje.
Six factors. I accept anything that will help my relationship.
Prihvaćam sve što će pomoći odnosu, mom odnosu s Krišnom.
I reject anything that will hurt my relationship.
Odbacujem bilo šta što će mu naštetiti.
I feel that it's Krishna that's protecting me.
Osjećam da je Krišna taj koji me štiti.
I leave my protection in his hands.
Ostavljam svoju zaštitu u njegovim rukama.
You want to protect me, you want to kill me, that's up to you.
Želiš me zaštititi, ubiti, to ovisi o tebi.
Whatever you do, I will always serve you.
Što god da učiniš, uvijek ću te služiti.
I leave my maintenance in his hands.
Ostavljam svoje uzdržavanje u njegovim rukama.
I realize Krishna is the source of my maintenance.
Svačam da je Krišna izvor mog uzdržavanja.
If he wants to leave me poverty stricken eating out of a garbage can, that's his business.
Ako me želi ostaviti siromašnoga da jedem iz kante za smeće, to je njegova stvar.
If he wants me to live in a palace with 100 servants, that's his business.
Ako želi da živim u palači sa 100 sluga, to je njegova stvar.
I do an honest living.
Ja ću pošteno zarađivati.
And I depend on him to maintain me.
I ovisim o njemu da me uzdržava.
I realize that everything I'm doing is his mercy.
I shvaćam da sve što radim je njegova milost.
My spiritual advancement is his mercy.
Moj duhovni napredak je njegova milost.
My ability, my intelligence, everything is his mercy.
Moja sposobnost, inteligencija, sve je njegova milost.
And I have an honest understanding of who I am.
I imam iskreno shvaćanje onoga što jesam.
That is also called humility.
To se također naziva poniznost.
And an honest understanding of who I am.
Iskreno shvaćanje onoga što jesam.
Means I see I'm a wonderful spiritual being.
Vidi da sam, znači da vidim da sam prekrasno duhovno biće.
Who willingly rolled in the trash.
Koje se dobrovoljno uvaljalo u smeće.
And is very, very small.
I vrlo je, vrlo malena.
And one of the ways in which I demonstrate these six kinds of surrender.
I jedan od načina na koji demonstriram tih, pokazujem tih šest načina predaje.
Is by taking my nature and connecting it with Krishna.
Je uzimajući svoju prirodu i povezujući je s Krishnom.
That okay?
Yeah,
yes.
Can you just give me the reference?
Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Sarandati.
Yes. Okay. And other places also.
To je opisano u Šarenagati Bhaktivinoda.
Unfortunately, I was planning this in the car and I didn't have all of my books in my hands.
Nažalost, to sam isplanirala u autu i nisam imala sve svoje knjige pri ruci.
So I can't give you all the references, but you'll find it throughout the Shastra.
Ali nalaze se u svim kroz raznim šastrama.
The six types of surrender.
Šest tipova predaje.
In Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has songs for each of the types, each of the areas of surrender.
U Sharanagati, Bhaktivinoda Thakur piše pjesme za svaki od tih tipova predaje.
And sometimes they're also described in a little different ways.
Ponekad su opisani na malo drugačiji način.
Like the ten offenses are sometimes described in different ways.
Kao 10 uvreda koje su ponekad opisane na drugačiji način.
Yes.
We are full of knowledge, full of bliss, but how we fall? I mean, if we are full of knowledge from spiritual.
The eternal question.
Vječno pitanje, ako smo puni znanja, zašto smo pali?
We were just really dumb.
Bili smo jednostavno glupi.
Curious.
Znatiželjni.
Little proud.
Malo ponosni.
We thought we could play with a tiger and not get eaten.
Mislili smo da se možemo igrati sa tigrom i ne biti ugriženi.
If you're very powerful, you might think that.
Ako si vrlo moćan, onda možeš to misliti.
I mean, is that knowledge like absolute knowledge or yeah?
Well, even Krishna's knowledge is always expanding.
Čak i Krišnino znanje se uvijek širi, ekspandira.
Let me give you an example.
Dopustite da ti dam primjer.
So, does the government advertise that smoking cigarettes can make you sick?
Da li vlada reklamira da je pušenje štetno za zdravlje?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Does everybody know that?
Da li to svi znaju? Da.
Why do some people smoke?
Zašto neki ljudi puše?
Stupid.
Jednostavno su glupi.
There's not a logical reason for it.
Nema logičkog razloga za to.
If you're looking for a logical reason, you won't find one.
Ako tražite logično objašnjenje, nećete ga naći.
Because it wasn't a logical decision.
Jer to nije logična odluka.
It was a foolish decision.
To je bila budalasta odluka.
The people who smoke, they're thinking it won't happen to me.
Ljudi koji puše misle to se neće desiti meni.
I won't get addicted.
Neću postati ovisan.
I won't get sick.
Neću se razboliti.
I'll just try it.
Probat ću.
And I'll get the pleasure.
Dobit ću zadovoljstvo.
And I won't suffer.
Neću patiti.
it's exactly that mentality.
To je upravo taj mentalitet.
And you know, it's not that we fell from that state to here.
I nije da smo od tog stanja pali ovdje.
Prabhupada says first we become Lord Brahma.
Prabhupada kaže prvo smo bili Brahma.
It's not much of a fall down.
Ne baš neki veliki pad.
You're seeing Krishna all the time.
Vidimo stalno Krishnu.
Even now we're looking, we're saying, can't I have material illusion and spiritual life?
Gledamo, zar ne mogu imati materijalnu iluziju i duhovni život?
Don't think this fall down is just something that happened a long time ago.
Nemojmo misliti da je taj pad nešto što se desilo odavno.
It's happening at every moment.
Svakog trenutka se dešava.
The moment that you don't want to be fallen, you won't be fallen.
U trenutku kad ne želimo pasti, ne pada.
We want to be an illusion.
Mi želimo biti u iluziji.
Even when we take up spiritual life, we think, hey, I have both.
Čak i kada prihvatimo duhovni život, razmišljamo, jel mogu nekako imati oboje.
So Lord Brahma almost has both.
I tako Brahma skoro ima oboje.
In the Brahma Vaivarta Purana, it's explained that Lord Brahma is visiting Goloka Vrindavan.
I u Brahma Vaivarta Purani je opisano da Brahma posjećuje Goloku Vrindavan.
He's seeing Krishna.
Vidi Krishna.
He's doing service.
Radi službu.
But he's also like God.
Ali on je također poput Boga.
He's like God of one universe.
On je poput Boga jednog univerzuma.
Everyone is worshiping him.
Svi ga obožavaju.
The universe is like his own body.
Univerzum je poput njegovog vlastitog tijela.
He has a little bit of anxiety about demons.
I ima malo tjeskobe zbog demona.
And he doesn't have his original spiritual form.
I nema svoj izvorni duhovni oblik.
But it's not so bad.
Ali nije tako loše.
And you could think. You could think it wasn't so bad.
Pa nije tako loše.
Why was I thinking Maya was so bad?
Zašto sam mislio da je Maya tako loše?
And see how non-envious Krishna is.
I pogledamo kako je nezavidan Krishna.
He say Krishna, I think I'd like to be God.
I kaže mu Krishna, mislim da bi ja želio biti Bog.
He says sure.
I on kaže nema problema.
Become God of the universe.
Postani Bog univerzuma.
No problem.
Nema problema.
I'll give you whatever you want.
Daću ti što god hoćeš.
Not at all envious.
Uopće nije zavidan.
And then we think, yeah.
Jedna mislo, super.
I'm God of the universe.
Ja sam Bog univerzuma.
I'm still devotee.
Još uvijek sam bhakta.
It's not a problem.
Nema problema.
Look at all these things in this universe.
A pogledaj sve ove stvari u ovom univerzumu.
And gradually we come to this position.
I postepeno dolazimo do ovog položaja.
Not that immediately you become a human being in Kali Yuga.
Ne da odjednom postajete ljudsko biće u Kali Yugi.
Just like a person who gets addicted to some drug.
Baš kao osoba koja postane ovisna o nekoj drogi.
They don't think they're going to be addicted.
Ne misle postaću ovisan.
Nobody thinks I'm going to become a cocaine addict.
Niko Ne razmišljam. Ja ću postati ovisnik o heroinu.
I said cocaine, but heroin is not. Well, we can use heroin. Doesn't matter. Heroin, alcohol, cocaine. Nobody thinks I'm going to be an addict. Nobody thinks this.
Niko ne misli postaću ovisnik.
Where do the addicts come from?
Odakle dolaze ti ovisnici?
They just, you know, they just think they're going to play with it.
Oni jednostavno misle malo ću se igrati s time.
And pretty soon it's controlling their lives.
Vrlo brzo to postane kontrolira njihov život.
It's no longer giving them any pleasure.
Više im ne daje zadovoljstvo.
And it's controlling their lives.
I kontrolira njihov život.
And then to get out becomes so difficult.
I onda izaći iz toga postaje tako teško.
But that is exactly our situation.
To je upravo kao i naša situacija.
We thought, let me play with illusion.
Mislili smo, ajdem se malo igrati sa iluzijom.
I won't get addicted.
Neću postati ovisan.
It won't control me.
Neće me kontrolirati.
Look how powerful I am.
Pogledaj kako sam moćan.
And gradually we become addicted.
I postepeno postanemo ovisni.
And then it appears that Maya is controlling us.
I onda izgleda da Maja kontrolira nas.
How could Maya control us?
Kako Maja može kontrolirati nas?
I'm spiritual.
Ja sam duhovan.
I just like, you know, some drug can control a person.
Baš kao što neka supstanca može kontrolirati osobu.
Person is choosing to take the drug.
Osoba izabire uzeti tu drogu.
And then the drug controls them.
I onda ga droga kontrolira.
And then getting out is so difficult.
I izaći je jako teško.
And they're warned.
I upozoreni su.
They knew.
Znali su.
Everybody told them.
Svi su im rekli.
It wasn't a lack of knowledge.
Nije zbog nedostatka znanja.
When we see that.
Kada to vidimo.
Actually see this.
Kada to uistinu vidimo.
I am a wonderful, powerful spiritual being.
Ja sam prekrasno, moćno, duhovno biće.
And I am right now making this foolish decision.
Ja u ovom trenutku činim tu budalastu odluku.
That is humility.
To je poniznost.
To actually see that.
Vidjeti to.
To face it.
Suočiti se s tim.
And it's both joyful.
I to je puno radosti.
And lamentable at the same time.
I u isto vrijeme vrlo žalostno.
Humility brings deep ecstasy.
Poniznost donosi duboku ekstazu.
And deep grief.
I duboku tugu.
It's a sweet grief.
To je slatka tuga.
Because it's mixed with seeing who you really are.
Jer je pomiješana s tim da vidimo što zapravo jesmo.
The reason we have such a hard time understanding this.
I razlog zbog kojeg to tako teško shvaćamo je to što smo ponosni.
I could never have done something that stupid.
Ja nikad ne bi mogao učiniti nešto tako glupo.
I must be an innocent victim.
Mora da sam nevina žrtva.
I'm forced to be in Maya.
Prisiljen sam biti u Maji.
I'm such a good person.
Ja sam tako dobra osoba.
All this suffering must be undeserved.
Sva ova patnja je sigurno nezaslužena.
Must be Krishna's fault, I'm an illusion.
Mora da je neka greška od Krišne što sam u iluziji.
He didn't give me enough knowledge.
Nije mi dao dovoljno znanja.
Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, knowledge without bhakti is nothing.
That's
yeah.
Right.
Što nam može pomoći da razvijemo taj mentalitet da patnju gledamo s dobrodošlicom kao nešto što je došlo od Krišne?
Let's see if I can remember the story. It's a true story, but I'm going to see if I can remember the details.
Pokušavam se sjetiti detalje jedne istinite priče.
There was a man that went out on a... He went out for the day with his young child, like a 2-year-old child.
Jedan čovjek je otišao vani sa svojim dvogodišnjim djetetom.
They were going for a walk in the forest.
Išli su se prošetati u šumi.
And the child saw something shiny in an old well.
I dijete je vidjelo nešto svjetlucavo u starom bunaru.
And the man decided to try to get it.
I čovjek je odlučio da to pokuša dohvatiti za dijete.
He ended up reaching too far.
I na kraju je previše posegnuo.
And he got stuck in the well head down.
I bio je zaglavljen u bunaru s glavom prema dolje.
Meanwhile, his little two-year-old child is just walking around with no one to take care of her.
A u međuvremenu njegovo dvogodišnje dijete je šetalo okolo bez da se iko brine.
And he's screaming, but nobody can hear him.
I on je vrištao, ali ga niko nije mogao čuti.
So after a while, the little child walks to a house.
I nakon nekog vremena malo dijete je došetalo do kuće.
And some people come.
I neki ljudi su došli.
And they start to get him out of the well.
I počeli su ga izvlačiti iz bunara.
When they get him out of the well, do you think that feels good or it feels bad?
I kada su ga izvadili iz bunara, mislite da je to loš osjećaj ili dobar osjećaj?
Super.
Good.
Love the jungle.
Does he survive?
Does it feel good or bad?
Does, je li osjećaj dobar ili loš?
Depends.
Both, right?
Dobar i loš.
Is it going to hurt?
Je li to boljelo?
Yes.
But are you going to be happy somebody's pulling you out of the well?
Hoćete biti sretni jer vas neko izvlači?
Who went in the well?
Tko je otišao u bunar?
Was that Krishna's idea to put you in the well?
Je li to bila Krishnina ideja da nas stavi u bunar?
Who's causing the suffering?
Tko uzrokuje patnju?
Krishna?
Krishna?
Are you?
Ili mi? Mi smo uzrok te patnje.
Again, if you think of someone who becomes addicted to an intoxicant.
Opet ako uzmemo primjer osobe koja je ovisna o nekom toksikantu.
Then they go to the hospital.
I odu u bolnicu.
The doctor gives them some treatment.
I doktor im da tretman.
The treatment may be painful.
I tretman može biti bolan.
You can say the doctor is giving me pain.
I možemo reći doktor mi daje bol.
But why are you undergoing treatment?
Ali zašto si podvrgnut toj terapiji?
Because you chose to become addicted.
Jer si izabrao da postaneš ovisan.
So who is the cause of the pain?
Iz toga, ko je uzrok te boli?
I am.
Ja.
No, if you're really in a mess, the solution may also be a little painful.
Ako smo zbilja u neprilici, rješenje može biti pomalo bolno.
But that's kindness to get you out of the well.
Ali to je zapravo dobrota da vas neko ide izvući iz bunara.
It's not Krishna's fault.
To nije Krishnina greška.
And Krishna doesn't want us to suffer at all.
Krishna uopće ne želi da mi pati.
But there is some austerity is necessary in order to get us out of illusion.
Ali neka strogost je potrebna da bismo izašli iz iluzije.
Or we will say we will see it as austerity.
Ili kažemo vidjet ćemo to kao strogost.
We will interpret it as suffering.
To ćemo shvatiti kao patnju.
It's actually to free us from suffering.
Ali to je zapravo tu da nas oslobodi patnje.
But we will feel it as if it is suffering.
Ali mi ćemo osjećati to kao patnje.
As we become advanced, that will not happen anymore.
I kako postanemo napredniji, to se više neće dešavati.
Just think when he's almost out of the well.
I razmišljite taman prije nego ga izvuču.
The last 3 centimeters.
Zadnja 3 centimetra.
That will be only joy.
To će biti samo zadovoljstvo.
So when you come to the end of anartha nivritti,
kad dođemo na kraj anartha nivritti,
you will feel just as joy.
Osjećat ćemo samo zadovoljstvo.
Purify me more, Krishna.
Pročisti me još, Krishna.
Because you're starting to see the end.
Jer počinjemo vidjeti kraj.
You start to see the purpose of it.
Počinjete vidjeti svrhu toga.
In the beginning you don't see that it has any purpose.
U početku ne vidite da to ima neku svrhu.
like having a baby.
Kao imati dijete.
The beginning of labor, just like, oh, this is painful.
Na početku trudova, ovo je bolno.
And when the baby's actually starting to be born, you forget all that.
Ali kad se dijete zapravo počinje rađati, sve to zaboravi.
Nobody sees the end part of birth as painful.
Niko ne vidi kraj tog procesa rađanja kao bol.
So as you get to the further and further advanced,
porod.
Then you see that the difficulty is actually great mercy.
I onda na taj način što više i više napredujete, vidite tu teškoću kao veliku milost.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Yes.
Should we feel guilt because of leaving Krishna? Is that appropriate feeling?
Da li bi trebali osjećati krivnju zbog toga što smo napustili Krišnu? Je li to pravilno osjećanje? Ispravna emocija.
If it's part of joyful love,
ako je to dio radosne ljubavi,
let's say there's a husband and wife, they have a very wonderful loving relationship.
Recimo da postoji muž i žena koji imaju odnos pun ljubavi.
And then the husband goes running off with this woman, that woman, this woman, that woman.
A onda muž ide okolo s ovom ženom, onom ženom.
And then he realizes, my wife actually, she's the perfect partner for me.
Ali onda shvati, moja žena je zapravo savršeni partner za mene.
And all this time I was running around, she always loved me.
I svo ovo vrijeme dok sam ja okolo trčao za ženama, ona me voljela.
The fault was completely mine.
A greška je u potpunosti moje.
And then he goes back to her.
I onda joj se vrati.
I want to reestablish our loving relationship.
Želim ponovo uspostaviti naš odnos pun ljubavi.
He will also have to express some sorrow.
Također mora iskazati određenu tugu.
Not self-hatred.
Ne samo mržnju.
But some sorrow.
Ali neku tugu.
Some responsibility.
Neku odgovornost.
We have to take responsibility.
Moramo preuzeti odgovornost.
My conditioned state is 100% my responsibility.
Moje uvjetovano stanje je 100% moja odgovornost.
And yet there's some grief.
I tu je neka tuga također.
But that grief is mixed with self-love.
Ali ta je tuga pomiješana sa ljubavlju prema sebi.
Krishna says također. You relish and rejoice in yourself.
Krishna kaže da se radujemo unutar sebe.
If you hate yourself, you're also hating part of Krishna.
Ako mrzimo sebe, također mrzimo dio Krishna.
That's not what we're looking for.
A to nije ono što tražimo.
But we should feel sorry.
Ali treba nam biti žao.
And therefore you read many times the great devotees that they are lamenting.
Stoga čitamo toliko puta velike bhakte kako jadikuju.
But it's a lament mixed with love.
Ali to je jadikovanje pomiješano s ljubavom.
No, you're embracing your wife.
Grlimo svoju ženu.
And you're also crying.
Ali također i plačem.
I'm so sorry I've hurt you.
Tako mi je žao što sam te povrijedio.
I'm so sorry I've hurt our relationship.
Za naš odnos, što sam povrijedio odnos.
And it's a mixture of great joy and great sorrow.
I to je mješavina velike sreće i velike tuge.
That's really the essence of tapasya.
To je zapravo esencija tapasya.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes this in an essay about initiation.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur opisuje to u eseju o inicijaciji.
All the external austerities that we do.
Sve izvanjske strogosti koje radimo.
No illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating, all these things.
Četiri regulativna principa, sve te stvari.
They're a way of demonstrating our genuine remorse.
To su načini pokazivanja našeg iskrenog žaljenja.
But it should also be a joyful thing.
Ali to također treba biti radosna stvar.
Does that make any sense at all?
Jel ti to
but it's not guilt.
Ima smisla.
It's responsibility.
Nije da se osjećamo krivi, ali prihvaćamo odgovornost.
In a sense, I am guilty.
U jednom smislu jesam kriv.
But it's not self-hatred.
Ali nije da mrzim samog sebe.
So if by guilt you mean self-hatred, then no, it's not guilt.
Ako pod krivnjom misliš mržnja samo sebe, onda ne.
But it is certainly responsible.
Ali je to svakako prihvaćanje odgovornosti.
The responsibility for my present condition is completely mine.
Prihvaćanje odgovornosti za naše trenutno stanje.
It's not depression.
To nije depresija.
It's not self-hatred.
Mržnja samog sebe.
It's not hopelessness.
Beznađaj.
Because you're realizing that as part of reestablishing the relationship.
Jer to shvaćamo kao dijelom uspostavljanja ponovno našeg odnosa.
Krishna has not rejected us.
Krishna nas nije odbacio.
He's the one inviting us back.
On je taj koji nas poziva nazad.
And he says, forget about all that stuff.
I on kaže, zaboravi sve te stvari.
Could you imagine how many ordinary wives would do that?
Zamislite koliko bi svakodnevnih žena to učinilo.
Yes, you've been out with 510 women.
Je, bio si vani sa 5110 žena.
Just forget it.
Zaboravi to.
We'll pretend it never happened.
Pravit ćemo se da se to nikad ne desi.
Come home.
Dođi doma.
And she means that.
I da to zbilja misli.
Not that you come home and she said, I remember when you did this.
Ne, da, kad dođete doma, ona kaže, sjećam se kad si to radio i to.
Who would do that?
Ko bi to napravio?
But that's the offer Krishna's making.
Ali to je ponuda koju nam daje Krishna.
Come home.
Dođi doma.
We'll forget all this.
Zaboravit ćemo sve te stvari.
We'll be gone.
Nestaće u trenutku.
So he's not holding any grudges.
Toga on ne drži nekakve krivnje.
Is that okay? Okay. Still not sure?
I'm sure about that. Okay, very much.
Anything else? Yes.
Na današnji dan i dan pojave Radakon i čula sam jednu prekrasnu lilu da zapravo Radha Kund je nastala tako što je Šrimati Radharani plakala od njenih suza da je nastala Radha Kund. Može li ona nešto kazati o tom?
She said that today is the appearance day of Radha Kund.
Yes,
it she is. Heard that this wonderful lila that Radha Kund was created by tears of Šrimati Radharani.
I haven't heard that, but it might be true.
Kaže da nije čula za to da su to suza od Šrimati Radharani, ali može jesli.
There's also the creation of Radha Kund in the spiritual world.
Postoji stvaranje Radha Kunda u duhovnom svijetu.
Where it exists eternally.
Gdje vječno postoji.
And yet there can be a story of its creation.
Ali ipak može postati priča o njegovom stvaranju.
Don't ask me to explain.
Nemojte pitati da objasnim.
And then its manifestation in this world.
I pojava Radha Kunda u ovom svijetu.
And it's manifest in many universes.
I on se pojavljuje u mnogim univerzumima.
I showed a whole tour of Radha Kund in Karlovac, but I didn't bring my computer here.
U Karlovcu sam pokazala čitavu turneju po Radha Kundu. Ali nažalost nisam donijela ovdje kompjuter.
Radha Kund was formed when Radharani and her associates were using their bangles to dig up the ground.
Radha Kund je nastao kada su Radharani i njene pratilje koristile svoje narukvice da iskopaju zemlju.
And all of the sacred rivers came to Krishna's pond and then they also went into Radharani.
I sve svete rijeke su došle u Krishnino jezero i onda su došle također i u Radha.
But it's an eternal place.
Ali to je vječno mjesto.
But Krishna likes to play that things get manifest.
Ali Krishna se voli pretvarati da se stvari pojavljuju.
Just like Sita and Rama are always married.
Baš kao što su Sita i Rama uvijek oženjeni.
But they like to have a wedding too.
Ali također vole imati vjenčanje.
And they like to meet for the first time.
I vole se sresti po prvi put.
It's exciting.
To je uzbudljivo.
So they're eternally meeting for the first time.
I tako se vječno sastaju po prvi put.
And they're eternally having a wedding.
I vječno se žene.
And they're eternally married.
I vječno se oženjeni.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Zar to ne bi bilo lijepo?
Let's see how much fun it would be to be with Krishna.
Koliko bi zabavno bilo biti s Krishna.
Anything else?
Još nešto?
Okay, well thank you very much. What else am I doing here in Spur? Am I supposed to do a program tomorrow night?
Yeah, yeah. At 6 o'clock.
6 o'clock.